Simply Done, the podcast network.
What's up with Rye Dog?
I don't know what.
He's really psyched. The show's coming back.
I think a lot of these guys are bullshitting us. I think they're fucking
you
with
think,
us.
You think Scaremaster prays to Rye Dog because his name's Dog?
I don't know. I don't know much about his religion.
What do you think Scaremaster's favorite dogs to pray to are? Lassie? Hooch?
That's an excellent question. I don't think Hooch.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
See, those are jokey
Scooby-Doo?
Dogs. Hooch, Slobbers, the little puppy that's funny.
Ren Tin Ten?
Yeah, something like that. Or
Majestic.
Lassie. Yeah.
Balto? Not a, he's a wolf, but that's in the doggy family. He prays the wolves and coyotes and dingoes and foxes. What are some other canines?
Why are you mentioning this? I don't, why, it doesn't really matter, does it?
What do you mean?
Exactly what I said. It really doesn't matter much at all.
Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters.
Anyone can see. Nothing really matters.
Hey, Dan, we gonna go see that Disney movie Bears? Quincy said he wanted to go see it because it said it's about fat, hairy dudes who are like, whoa, Scaremaster. Hey, but when did you get here?
Just now.
Someone's wearing some shorts. Not the court shorts I got them, but some other shorts.
Oh.
That's a pretty classic
look at
bro.
This.
All right, we'll talk about this when the show starts.
Talk about what?
Shut up.
Pop music. Oh, yeah. You know what's starting right now?
Yeah, the song that we start the show with.
That's our song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Welcome back. Hey, we're
there
back in the studio.
Big Three. We're a little rusty.
Well, we have got a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. If you don't remember, last week, Perry and Mole surprised me while I was in the middle of recording one of my Simply Down the Podcast.
Birthday.
He brought my birthday cake. I was so happy, and I was so amazed that Perry got into this birthday thing. I thought he didn't celebrate things.
Sorry, pal. I'm not in the birthdays.
What,
no,
since when?
Okay.
What do you mean, since when? I'm not in the birthdays.
Now, wait, let me ask you a question, okay? What about when we went to Staples and we got the owner's
box? That was years ago.
Oh, so suddenly, though? But you
were
alive.
I'm getting
a Javajo back then. You were still a Javajo back then.
I'm getting...
True. Wait, let me ask you this. Were you still a Javajo way back then?
I was associated back then,
okay.
Like I am now.
Oh, okay.
But
guys,
now,
hold on. Both of you guys. Both of you guys, hold on. I've got something really important, and I was trying to get to it. Now, last week when Perry came in here, he came up with the idea we should get back together and do this until we do our pilot / series, whatever we do with the money that we got from Fund Anything. And I was all for that. Then today, our first day back doing one of the podcasts, what do I get?
Oh, wait, let me guess.
All right, you can guess.
A new washer dryer. No. You got one of those Bluetooth headphones. No,
okay.
You got, hold on.
Mole.
You got, what's Mole. That gum that it's like
no,
candy?
No, it's not,
Grazzles.
No, we're not, it's not Grazzles. Let me tell you what it is because it's not even close what you're guessing. You're not even in the ballpark. I get a call from the management company here at the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood. I get a call and we get a report that someone on the roof, and they said wearing camouflage shorts, was coming on to some girl.
Oh, God, we were just talking and joking.
All right, let me ask you this. They said that you tried to get her to jump off the ledge.
Oh, it was a joke. I'm talking to Nick on the phone.
No. This isn't Nick on the phone that told me. This is the management company.
No, I know.
This girl complained about you.
Oh, God.
What did you say to her?
I was on the phone with Nick. And
you're showing off like you're the fucking pussy maggot. You always show off. Mole, am I wrong about this?
No.
I'm not showing off.
Yes.
I'm just being
no,
nice.
I don't know.
And I'm saying that she's bending over looking for her boyfriend or a friend or whoever downstairs.
That's
and,
funny.
And then I says, I'm not looking for humor.
I thought you just said you're trying to be funny.
Oh, God. No, I'm not seeking humor with the young lady up that was on the roof.
Were you trying to rape her?
God, no.
Why were you trying to convince yourself to jump off the
ledge? I wasn't trying to tell her to convince herself to jump off the ledge.
Well, that's what she told my manager.
Whatever.
Company.
Can I ask something?
You certainly can.
Dan, was it a spear gun?
What do you mean a spear gun?
It was a caramel corn.
Oh, you're still guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I just told you exactly what it was.
Oh, it was a message from the...
Yeah, it was from the...
All right, now, I got to make a request.
What is your request?
I need to be out of the system.
By what time? By what time?
Well, by July 15th, or forget it.
What do you mean?
I'm done with Hollywood.
What's going on?
If I'm not out of the system by July 15th,
really?
Hollywood can kiss my ass.
Then I should cancel these plans right here. I've got a whole thing that I was going to say. Do you want me to cancel it right now? Yes or no?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me get the way.
Real quick. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Every time I start talking, you always butt in. Now.
When did I do that?
When did I do that one time? He doesn't do it all the time. He really doesn't.
Now,
well, one thing I didn't yell at
you.
You can't say all the time when somebody doesn't do it all the time. I got plenty of time to talk. I'm trying to say something now, and you're interrupting me. Is he interrupting me, Mo?
A little bit, but he can talk. Let him talk.
Okay, thank you, Mo. I appreciate that. Thank you for the kindness of saying let me talk, meaning myself.
Your hair really looks bad, man.
Well, because it's drier than shit.
Okay.
All right, now I need to ask you when...
You are welcome, by the way.
Are you going to quiet down and let me ask Don when I can get a parole hearing?
You just said thank you to me, and I was responding with you are welcome.
Thank you for your welcome.
You now, again are...
Say it, Mole.
Welcome.
Why are you all dressed up today, Mo? You're wearing a tie, a nice looking shirt.
As we're going to Freedom Hall with Scaremaster, Kingdom Hall to go to.
Oh, I forgot about
not tonight.
That.
Well, you said we're going to go next week.
You're not going to my hall.
Why not? Am
you're
I
not
going
allowed.
To your
you're
hall?
Not allowed to go into my hall.
Why?
Because
the brothers at my hall will not allow you guys into my congregation.
What if, look at how nice I look.
This is
look
bullshit.
At how
nice we're not worthy of your little fucking dog show.
Dog show? Right there. Goodbye. Don't even attempt.
You look great, Mole. I am telling you, what a dick, man. You don't think we can look good?
Dog show.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Now, I've got some announcements. I don't even know if I want to do these right now.
What are the announcements?
Well, first of all, we're going to be doing podcasts.
We are?
On a regular basis, but here's the new thing.
French.
When am I getting out of the system? When am I getting a parole hearing to get out of the system?
We've talked about that last week. I don't want to get into it again. When you take your end of the bargain, I will make my suggestions to these people.
My end of the bargain will not be settled with you until I have a parole hearing.
Okay, well, then you're not going to get a parole hearing because I'm telling you that you are not getting a parole hearing until I get the things that you owe me, five of them. And I will wait until hell freezes over. You've got nothing on me. You don't want this? You want to hear what we're doing here before you start telling me what you're going to do and how it's going to be? Do you want to hear this? Yes
I'll
or
hear
no?
It.
Okay. As I said, we're going to be doing podcasts. Not every week, every other week. So we'll do a podcast, then we have a week
and
off.
Then we're off for like a couple months, or how does that work?
No. All right. I'll try to tell
you. Say we do one, then we do one
every,
some other
like,
week.
Like, for example,
no.
Every even week of the month.
No,
what's
no.
Even about it?
Like every second week of the month or every
no,
fourth,
you,
second and fourth week.
You're, we'll, you're confusing
do,
me
we'll
now.
Do the shows, or every first and third week.
No. How about this? How about we do a show, then we take a week off, then the following week we do a show, then the following week we take a week off.
Right.
Then we do a show, then what happens, Mole?
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, then we take a week off.
Oh, we go to France.
Okay, where did you get France?
We're doing a show in French.
No.
We got to do one from there.
No, we're not doing a show in French. That was something you said as a guest, and I never said yes or no to it.
I want to go to Paris.
Okay, we're not going to Paris. Stop it, both of you.
Was it a waffle iron?
No. From before? No. Okay. Let's just get to this. So we're going to be doing podcasts every other week. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure do.
So we won't do a podcast next week. But okay. The following week. But you can always listen to Simply Don, the podcast.
Okay.
You don't listen to it?
I don't listen to... Well, until I get my computer back, I don't listen to nothing.
Where's your computer, dude?
No, don't say anything, because I know a little bit about this.
Oh, so you know about giving me a virus.
Oh, I don't know how that happened.
Oh.
You got a heartbeat?
I sure do know how that happened.
I remember somebody said to me they'd give me a Tommy Bahama shirt after
They'll
I helped them before.
Get a Tommy Bahama shirt.
So I told
when I get a parole hearing date.
That's the reason I told our buddy Hugh A. Craig III, you don't need to watch over the computer anymore. Oh, it's not working? Oh, what a shock. Go fuck yourself.
All right. Parole hearing date, then this show is going to end after
this really?
Show today.
So you don't want to hear what we're going to be doing?
Tell me what we're going to be doing.
Okay. So as I said, podcasts will be every other week. But here's the real big news. People at home, get a pen to write this down. Do you have the pen yet?
No.
Okay, you don't need to because I can kind of remind you.
Oh, was it a pen?
Oh, from before, the question I asked?
Yep.
No. We already mentioned that, and you keep guessing. You can stop trying to guess at that. Because what this is, on August 15th and 16th, we want to invite fans of the Big Three to come out to Los Angeles, California, because we're shooting a pilot slash maybe the entire series we're going to shoot this. And we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we know that we're going to shoot it that weekend, and we'd like you to come here and see that. That's August 15th and 16th. Now, that's a Friday. That's a Saturday. You want to stay? We'll be doing a show Monday night. I will be doing a show called The Ding Dong Show, so if you want to stick around for that. But we need people, and you'll be playing a role in our series on the 15th and 16th. We're doing a pilot, or we're doing an entire series.
What? Now.
No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. Now, as I said, we're going to do a podcast every other week.
Hey, Whitney City Heat, because I know that Scaremaster gets crazy with people with the rights for that, but are those dates set in stone?
That is very clever, and yes, they are.
What about like the 9th and 10th? That's a good time there, too.
9th and 10th? I'll tell you why I don't think the 9th or 10th.
Why don't we talk about this off air?
Because I think that we're announcing it right now.
Oh, okay.
I thought that I said that and everything was set.
No, we talked about August, but I guess, yeah. Well, I guess we can figure out a date.
Well, in my emails to you, I asked you if we could do it the weekend of August 15th and 16th, and I was trying to find out if those dates were okay with you, because I told you that I wanted to announce it on today's show.
Yeah.
I was thinking that August 15th and 16th were the perfect time, because it's right in the middle of a two-week vacation I have from Kimmel, and that would give us a full week to put any finishing touches on the preparation for the shoes.
Well, I don't know about my time off because I dressed like this with a little bit of a surprise.
What's the surprise?
I had a meeting today.
Where at?
At a place where I got a new job.
What are you doing?
I'm selling Corvettes.
You're a car salesman?
Selling Corvettes. And I plan to be the number one Corvette seller in the world. Thank you.
Whoa. You're not going to congratulate him, Perry?
You want to buy a Corvette?
No.
You want to buy a Corvette?
No way.
Dan, you want to buy a Corvette?
You know what? I was looking to buy a Corvette.
Mary Jane,
you
want to buy a Corvette?
Okay.
You're a hard sell guy. But if you have these kind of numbers.
Vince, you want to buy a Corvette?
3 out of every 4 people you've asked.
I'm practically printing money. So we got to talk about those dates. But we'll work it out.
What do you mean we got to do? Because we should come.
It'd be great to announce it right now.
Yeah, that's what
How about that?
What's the name of the dealership?
First weekend or the second weekend? Somewhere in there.
How about the second weekend? That's what we just announced.
Okay, well, I got to look at the thing. I got to look at some stuff with my boss. I had a real hard, tough boss.
Oh.
We'll work it out.
But I wanted to announce it on this show.
Okay, well, listen. We got to. We are announcing. Something's happening in August.
Yeah, but okay. But they got to get their plane tickets.
Yeah, 21 days before it. So plane tickets.
Right, we're
streaming. I have a feeling we'll be able, by the time that this hits the air, we'll have worked it out and we'll know. Yeah, it's going to be either the 9th and 11th or the 15th and 16th or the 29th or the 47th.
Okay, so to make things clear, in case that was a little confusing, put these dates down. August 15th and August 16th, or August 8th and 9th?
Yeah, and come on, who knows? Maybe one of those weekends, maybe someone's going to walk away with a Corvette.
Wow, you're going to give away a Corvette?
We'll see what happens.
When this show is out, we will have messages up, so you will be able to figure it out. It is one of those two dates, but we want you to come out because you're going to be part of show business history. Now I'm going to tell
histrionics.
You're going to be playing the role of an extra. So we've got to warn people, when you come out, this is a very directed thing, and we need you to play the role of an extra.
And if you're an extra, it's dangerous, because Scaremaster might pull you over on the 5 freeway and try to make out with you, which case he gets in trouble with the director.
Shut up!
You know what I'm talking about, extras.
I think we all know. Okay, so you've got to behave yourself, and remember, if someone tells you to pull over on the freeway, don't do it. Don't do it. Am I right, Perry? What could happen if somebody does that?
No comment.
I mean, but you've got, I'm asking you,
because
I want to involve you in the conversation.
No comment.
What could possibly happen if someone, you're working as an extra, you're on your way home, some person that you saw on the film set says, pull over on the side of the road. What could happen?
You could either say goodbye to the person, you know, hug, goodbye, whatever, and then take off.
But do you think that's a little weird to hug somebody on the side of the freeway?
So yeah, or to find out if they know where they're going.
Pull over! I need to give you directions. I'm fine. I can read the road maps. Pull over! But my God, this is the biggest interstate in North America. It's the 5 freeway. It's all 18 wheelers that are going up between Canada and Mexico.
Shut the fuck up!
Pull over your car! Pull over your car! Okay. What is it? Oh my God! What is it? Did someone get hurt? Do you know where you're going?
I'm not like that.
How are you? Because I think this story reminds me of something. How would you act?
I'm not having.
Why would you want to pull someone over if you did?
That was then. This is now.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. We've got to go to the next thing. We're going to be taking your $10 shout-outs, but here's the thing.
All right. $10 shout-outs. You got one?
No, we don't have one right now, but let's play the theme song so they remember it.
$10 shout-out.
Here's the deal. From now on, the $10 shoutouts had to change because some of...
Are they $12 now?
No, they're not $12.
$200 shoutouts.
No, okay, shut up, Perry. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to tell
people
something.
You guys are
both good
at cursing.
All right. The $10 shoutouts were going way too long. Some of our shows, over half the show, was nothing but $10 shoutouts. So here's the new rules. I made this rule. It has to stick.
Whoa. In French.
Okay. Every time that you send a $10 shout out, you have to be ready for a couple things. Number one, we may edit these things way down. So no long letters, maybe 2 paragraphs at the most. All right. And we're only going to read like 3 or 4 at the very most per show.
So is it like a lottery?
I guess the best way to describe it. If you want to do a $10 shout-out, it's a $10 donation, and if we read your letter, it's a bonus.
Oh, that's nice. You know what? I have a feeling we're going to be reading some letters.
No, we'll read letters, but the most we read are 3 or 4 at the most.
Well, what if we get more than that?
Then whoever else sends something, it's like they've donated it, because we can't send things back. It was just too much. It's not that we don't care. And we may even like read a list. We got a letter from
maybe that'll be like
IP Daily. And
maybe that'll be an extra thing we do online or something.
Oh, you mean like put their letters up?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
It's not a bad idea. Perry, you're a good typist, right?
You can transcribe all the letters.
Right. I'll just read them to you over the phone. You can write them up.
No.
Why?
I don't type 100 words a minute.
Why are you saying no to money?
No, I'm not saying no to money. I'm saying no to typing.
Anyway, so that's the new rule for the $10 shout-out. If you send $10, you may not get your letter read on the air.
I will tell you, and you know where I come from, if you send $12, it might help your cause a little.
So you're saying like add a little extra something in the envelope?
Like $2 more.
Mm, interesting. Interesting.
A lot more than that.
A couple pieces of gum.
Or maybe stickers. You like stickers.
Oh, was it stickers?
No, from before? No, I already told you. Remember when you had all those SDP stickers?
Oh, my gosh.
And what did you wrote? Stop teasing Pollocks on every one of them?
What?
That was really funny.
I did.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, now here's the real good news. What do you think people ask me more than anything else?
When are you going to get Perry out of the system?
That's what you ask him more than anything else.
No, people want me out of the system.
Who does?
Who does?
Go on Twitter and just take a look.
Go on Twitter?
Go on Twitter. I'm not going to open up Facebook. Facebook can kiss my booty.
What?
Until I'm out of the system, I don't want to deal with Facebook at all.
Talking to the mic.
I just did.
No, you didn't. You went like
I was looking down.
Yeah, well, you didn't do it.
I'm not going to deal with Facebook until I'm out of the system.
Well, here's the real big news. People have asked me, hey, how can we get a t-shirt that you wear? How can we get a hat that you wear? Well, we're opening up a store.
A store, whoa.
Where you can buy Big Three merchandise.
Can I work there?
It's going to be
online. I'll sell Corvettes there.
Maybe. Sell Corvettes online.
Can we
put a link to my Corvettes?
What are they, Mattel Hot Wheel Corvettes?
Oh, that's not funny at all. And yes, we definitely... Sit down, Mole. Mole! Sit...
You may have punched me right in the face last week for the whole world to see, but you will not put down the greatest American sports car of all time, my friend. Thank you very much.
Oh, what? The Lamborghini Countach?
Yeah, it's a great American sports car.
That's not an American car. It's an Italian car.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Okay, the point is, yes, we will put a link where you can buy...
Thanks. We are selling some vets.
I really like that idea. Is there any way we can get a picture of you that they could click
probably
on the picture?
They're probably going to take one at the shop.
Maybe you showing off a Corvette?
Yeah, something.
That's a great idea. So we'll do that.
I have a feeling there's probably some already online.
What?
By the time this comes out.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You never know. So here's the new address for the store, and it may not be open when the show is on, but here it is anyway. Keep it, put it to the side. It's simply down the podcast network store.com. It just flows off your mouth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
It really does. Is good.
Do it again.
Simply down the podcast network store.com.
I like it even better the second time.
And it, you say it once. You give it a shot.
Simply Dan, the store online.
That's not his name. That's not the address.
What are you even talking
about?
It's
Simply Dan, the podcast store.
No. It's Simply Dan, the podcast network store.
Simply Dan, the podcast network store.
Simply Dan, the podcast network.
We'll have t-shirts. We'll have hats. We'll have...
fedora brims?
You gonna
Corvettes?
We'll have a link to Corvettes if you're interested in a Corvette.
You pick up a vet.
Posters, stickers,
fedora brims,
anything you want. Now, both of you sit down because here's the real news. I'm not going to mention a name because I don't think I can, but I have got a meeting with one of the biggest people in show business.
Oh, like chubby?
What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean by chubby.
Big.
No, not that way. This
you
is
mean
some,
famous.
This is something that this person could take us to another level in show business. He loves the Big Three, whoa, and he wants to meet with us. And that meeting could make it us international superstars. Put it there. Big Three!
Now, before I can become an international superstar... Wait, hold on a second.
Who do you think it is, though?
I need to be out of the system.
I can't mention who it is.
I don't care who it is by name.
I can't mention it. But we've got to do this, and it's this Sunday at 11 o'clock, and
sounds
we'll be
good
doing this
I'll
until
there,
about 7.
We got to be there.
This is their biggest meeting we've ever...
We're professional people.
What's that?
This Sunday at 11?
11 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. The biggest meeting the Big Three has ever been involved in.
Here we go, guys.
This coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday.
I have to be here at 11?
11 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock.
That means I got to break off my Bible study.
What do you mean your Bible study?
I have a Bible study at 11.
Where are you doing that at?
At my house.
Oh, thanks for the invite. Can we
come? You're not a part of Bible study.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I am.
You're not a part. Deuteronomy. You're not a part of my Bible study.
It's a private Bible study. You're not a part of it, motherfucker! Everybody can study the Bible.
It's not at my house.
Why? Are there going to be other people there?
Give them out of hotels.
Just the elder that studies with
me. The elder that studies? Where does he put his dog? Does he let the dog in too?
Well, you gotta ends, let me meet
that
the
ends
elders.
That ends the show.
What does?
Show's over because there is no. I will not take the disrespect that you show towards Jehovah's Witnesses any longer.
Which elder is it? Which elder is it?
Well, it doesn't make a difference.
How did I disrespect?
By saying that we worship dogs.
I didn't say we worship dogs, even though you do. I said, do you let his dog in there? Oh,
that's the same thing.
Javajos don't have dogs.
Jehovah's Witnesses, Not Javajos.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Shoot, Mo.
Let me ask you a question. You know those little like little things that you guys sometimes have to put on your carpet when puppy baby's here?
Right.
You don't have to put those down when the elder's there, right? Do you put those in your carpet when the elder comes over your house for Bible studies?
It's like a pee pad.
A pee pad. Pee pad.
I don't own a pet.
I'm saying when the elder comes over.
The elder is not a dog. Crazy. So don't give me any shit.
Whoa, the elder's not a dog?
Change the subject now.
Well, wait a second. Right. Wait a second. Okay. Does the elder bring his elder
one? You're not coming over.
Why not?
You're never allowed in my complex again.
Since when?
Right the fuck
I've
now.
I've always been the most welcome person.
You're not welcome at my apartment any longer.
What if he rented an apartment next to you?
Remember when I made that chili at your house? That came out really good.
Who won the chili competition?
Because of your fans.
The fans? They were your fans, too. They're big three
my
fans.
My most organic chili, and they bet for yours because it was just to piss me off.
That is not true. Why would anybody try to piss you off?
And how is that the most organic?
Well, it wasn't, wasn't the most that I've made.
No, it wasn't the most. There's hardly any there.
Whatever. But it was organic beef. It was organic vegetables, organic beans. Everything in the pot that day was organic.
Hey, last week you were saying that there were a couple girls that promised that if the Big Three podcast came out, they'd blow you. Has that happened yet?
I'm not. Look, I'm going completely celibate now.
What?
From sex?
Why?
Until I get baptized. What? Until I get married.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Because I'm seeking baptism.
But you're a Lothario.
I'm seeking baptism as a Jehovah's Witness, and then after that all happens, and I stay faithful to Jehovah and do my witness work as a Jehovah's Witness and stuff. Maybe if there's a sister out there that I like,
that's it for the La Paloma Casanova?
As an actor, I can act, but as a witness.
No.
What the hell got into you?
You cannot.
You sound like a nerd now.
I sound like a nerd now?
You used to be this rock and roll
guy. Yeah, you're like, I want to be with a sister. First off, you don't have sisters, except your sister-in-law. And maybe that's going to, you're doing that to
no,
get a
No, a spiritual sister. A spiritual sister. A Jehovah's Witness sister.
Let me ask you this. What's Brian's wife's name? Is they still married?
Cindy?
I don't give a fuck.
Are they still married? Cindy.
Her name's not
Alice?
Cindy.
Alice?
No.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Phyllis?
Don't worry about it.
Jackie.
Don't worry about it.
Teresa.
I'm going to shut the fuck up until
give me a name.
Her fucking name is Amy, okay?
That's what I thought, Amy.
But your mother loved Amy.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she was like a sister to you.
If she didn't love Amy, why would she give her all of her fortune to
what
your brother?
What fortune?
She had money.
She had no money.
She didn't
Your mom gave Brian LeBranty and Amy, who she loved.
Because they took care of my mom till my mom's last breath.
Oh, okay? Yeah, so they're the bad guys. For taking
you goddamn right, for being, excuse
for
me.
For being there for your mom. For being there for your mom.
Javajo Joe, didn't you just use the Lord's name in vain?
Isn't that one of the commandments? Wait, what are the commandments for the Javajos?
Shut up, okay.
What can you do? This is interesting.
Incest.
No chicken bones.
Chicken bones are the worst things for dogs
to eat. That's like their anti-holy water.
Because they like it, but they sliver and they can cut their throats.
Whatever.
Okay, tell us something about the Javajos. That's
Jehovah's Witness. If you keep calling us Javajos,
people
the show
have different
is gonna
pronunciations.
Get shorter
okay,
and
it's
shorter.
It's like House Dinner
and I'm
Houston.
Not going to come like you
Sepulveda.
Want me.
Okay, so you don't want to do this anymore. You don't want the money from this.
I want out of the system.
Okay, well that will never happen until you know what.
Until you get your shirts, and that
Five
will never happen
okay.
until you set up a parole date.
Not gonna happen.
Parole date.
Let me tell
parole
you why.
Parole date.
Okay.
Parole date. I get a parole date tonight, or there won't be another show.
Really?
You got it.
Okay, that's interesting because you're not getting one, and I'll tell you why. Because your word means shit. You told me when you ruined my shirt that you were going to get me another one.
You did.
I got another
shirt
for you.
Okay, well, now you're holding it as blackmail. Then.
Blackmail?
Yeah. Oh, until you get me out of the system, you don't get no shirts.
Wait a second.
No, you wait a second.
Change what you just said.
You wait a second.
I want a parole hearing date.
It's not going to happen.
I don't need to be out of the system. I want a parole.
Oh, you don't want to be out of the system? Date.
Then what are you
he
fighting
just said,
for?
I don't need to be
I
out
heard
of the
him.
System.
Well, then what?
Why
how
did you
can
say,
make,
I don't need to be out of the system?
How can we make something in August if I'm not out of the system in August?
There's special people that can get around it.
You get a waiver. Taft-Hartley, that thing.
Look what happened with Mel Gibson. God. He still did movies. He was in the system.
But Mel Gibson's on parole.
How do you know?
Don't worry
did
about
it. Did Tom Brennan
know.
Tell you that? Boy, this guy's a little fucking narc, man.
He's not a narc. He's trying to get me. He's my publicist.
He's a freak.
He's trying to get me out of this. He's not the freak. Your fucking good old gay ass buddy, John JQA, is the fucking freak.
What did he do?
And he's a fucking freak. He raped Tom.
Oh,
that's
bullshit.
What he did.
That's, you know, that's just, it's an ugly word.
Oh, speak of the devil. Hey, look at this. Who's on the phone? Send that call through for us, would you?
Once more into the breach, man. Know whom's it is?
Hey, Mr. Homo!
Hey, Mr. It's hey, Adams.
Yes, two in a row. This is becoming a regular therapy session.
Yeah, I guess.
Queen Bee!
Perry, how does it feel? How does it feel? Is it hard? Perry, listen. You know when I'm asking if it feels hard, I'm not talking about the podcast. Giggles!
Oh, Mr.
Giggles.
Adams, why you?
Yes, I have a hoot. I'm sorry, listen, I'm just letting off a little steam and cream.
Oh,
I'd like to clear something up if we have a moment. Just
yeah, sure.
Quickly. Besides, I'd like to clear something up besides my tushy pimples, that is. Last week's song mentioned the Cherries having their boy when I meant to say they found out they were having a boy, and I feel dreadful. Just very excited to meet young Perry Cherry. I'm planning to crash the delivery suite.
Oh, yeah, let's all go. Let's go. Who else wants to go to the
Well, Walter, as you know, I'm quite busy these days.
What are you up to?
Walter, I'm sure you've told them what's going on.
Oh, about the clothing line stuff? The clothing line stuff?
No, he hasn't said a word.
Yes, about the clothing line and stuff. Yes. Listen, gents, listen. I've restarted my plant in Shanghai, and I'm starting up my Beefeater menswear again.
All right, that sounds interesting.
Beefeater menswear. You remember. Here's what's
Shanghai
what.
Or gay guy?
Oh, I was very upset at Perry's lack of clothing payback over those Tommy Bahama shirts. Lovely blouses all. If there's one thing a man needs, it's a cute top.
That's true. That is true.
And it caught me thinking, with so much interest in clothing, it may be time to start selling my brand again.
I had never heard that you had any brand of any kind.
Well, it's been up and down, much like my pool boy this morn.
What sort of stuff is this, Mr. Adams?
It's the usual, the classics, the short shorts, the tank tops, mesh clothing.
Oh, Nicholas Brothers are going to love that.
Yes, they will. The Nicholas Brothers will love it. Everyone will love it. Everyone will love it, Walter. Yes. I need the Nicholas Brothers. I need celebrity endorsements. That's why I need to beg the big three. Can I count on your support?
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Fuck no.
He doesn't want
to
do it.
Well, nothing to do with your gay shit. Your gay homo clothes.
Well, listen, I expected no help from the Scare Master. After all, he's a clothing Welsher. And if there's one thing I can't abide, it's a Welshman with a rough hands from their herds of sheep.
I heard a sheep.
I don't think that's what he meant.
I'm losing track with this. Listen. Perry's refusal to pay back dear Mr. Barnish enrages me. Did I say Barnish?
Yes, you did.
You did.
I like that. What do I do when I'm enraged? What do I do? Tell me. Tell me all. What do I do?
Push-ups. You do push-ups.
You burn things.
You watch the Katie show, Katie Kirk show?
Well, I do all of those things. Yes, I do all of those things. No, but what I really do is I take quill in hand and write myself a ditty.
Oh.
Yes?
Oh, nice.
Go ahead.
Songs. You do a song.
Are we ready?
I'd love to hear it.
Me, asses to asses. Here we go. Are we ready? Let's begin. Yes.
Oh, this one's
good. Yeah.
Tuning it up, getting ready. Here we are.
That's Tommy Bahama shirt.
The shirt he won't repay.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I see.
To live up to his deal would make Perry's problems go away.
He's too, Scaremaster.
Gotta listen.
And the system be less real. The needle sewed the tear. It stitched away the hole. But the thing I can't bear is how Perry treats Mr. Barnes and Mole.
Thank you.
What have you become? My big three friend. Perry likes to come like an orgasm in a man's rear end.
Excuse me?
And you can't have it at all.
What comes around goes around.
Betty's word is dirt.
Throw a cake in my face like I'm gonna just stand
he'll
there.
He'll never repay Mr. Barnes's Tommy Bahama's shirt.
Sorry, gay boy.
Yes, and Nicholas Brothers and Nicholas.
You'll never
Brothers.
Get that shit from me,
dancing,
queen.
Cut off Tommy Bahama's shirts.
Get me a parole hearing date and you'll get your shirt.
I wear Mama's old gown whenever I'm feeling blue. Like when Perry would go down on Mr. You-Know-Who.
Fuck you, you fucking homo.
Beneath the filthy hat, his thinning greaseball hairs. He's wrinkly, dim, and fat. And only dogs can hear his prayers. What has he become? Our gypsy Javahoe.
You just ended the show.
If you go to Denny's, don't be dumb.
Just ended the show.
Stop by the men's room and say hello.
Because you're nothing but a homo.
And you can have a blow. Perry has a knack. Cram it in the glory hole. He'll work the pole.
Fucking asshole.
And the sack.
He's a fucking asshole.
If I could start again, I'd be a million miles away. Perry's a terrible friend, and he's never denied being gay.
I've never denied being gay.
Yes, yes, it's true. It's true. He never has denied it.
I always really tell you I am not gay.
That was a little sad.
I am not a homosexual.
Really sad. Well, yes, it was sad. It was sad. I did the Man in Black's version.
I'm not a flaming Fruit Black's Loop version? Queen Bee.
Darth Vader?
No, not Darth Vader. Not Darth Vader. But that does remind me. How did Darth Vader know what Luke Skywalker got him for his birthday?
He felt his presence.
Yes, he did. He did. There's the door. There's the door. Time to tip the Thai delivery guy. Toodles, loves.
Oh, I hope you got what the huck. The finest in Thai food is what the huck. 323.
I don't remember.
875-3990.
Oh, that was really sad.
What was sad?
The whole song.
I didn't even listen to a lyric.
What it was about a scumbag in the world that makes promises and doesn't live up to his end of the promise. And it showed a guy who owed somebody some shirts and never gave him those shirts.
They're on their way.
How do you know we're talking about you?
Who else are you talking about?
I don't know.
You're trying to say Petty.
I didn't say
Petty. The queen bee on the other end of the freaking phone was saying my name like
crazy.
What'd
you say? Petty?
Petty, yeah, like he like that English.
It's Perry.
I know.
Just, why do you pronounce it like Quincy? How do you say it? Parry? Parry. Parry?
I say my name like Perry. Because that's exactly Petty.
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 Say it.
Patty.
Forget it.
Like patty cake?
I want you to say it how he says it, then I want you to say how you're supposed to say it, because this means something. Go on.
What does it mean?
I'll tell you after you say it. Say it how Mr. Adams says it.
Mr. Adams, the guy from England, says, Petty.
Wait a second. Scaremaster.
Wow.
You sound like you're John Adams.
I'm doing a voiceover.
Yeah, that's why. That's what
okay, now how do you say your name, though?
Perry.
Thank goodness, because I just signed some papers. Have you heard of those selfies? It's a new company where you take pictures, but you've got to register your name.
Selfie with two L's. You sell them. You sell your pictures.
C-E-L-L.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen that, yeah.
Well, what they have these things out there. You register your name, and every time someone looks at the picture, the person who registered the name gets 2 cents. Now, it doesn't mean a lot, but like on your name alone, I've already gotten like $8 in 3 days.
But that's money all goes to you. It doesn't go to me.
Right, because I was smart enough to register your name.
That's smart. Just whenever Scaremaster takes, whenever anyone takes a selfie with him.
So you're going to
post it online.
You're going to rob me by registering my name.
I already did.
It's not from
I know you've already.
It's not from your phone. It's like whenever anyone wants to take a selfie with you, if you're in anyone's selfie, they posted to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn,
CooksIllustrated.com,
Flickr,
Twitter, Grindr, mostly Grindr.
Yeah, so every time I get 2 cents, it's not a lot of money, but in 3 days I made $8. If you could only get more popular, that would really be something
only
special.
Get more popular.
Because then I go into the gold range where I get a nickel every time.
You got to do it, Scaremaster. Bible study ain't going to help that, but I think it's very good that you're trying to get right with God or dog.
You know what?
God,
like,
Jehovah God.
What really upsets me is this, is that you'll have these Javajos in your fucking...
Jehovah's Witnesses!
And you won't have
or
us.
Or the show's over.
What is?
What did I just say?
Do you freak out when they get up on the couch?
Do they gnaw at your couch?
Harry, please sit down and be professional.
I am professional. This is the last thing he's doing.
Do they have to bring their own bowls? No one can hear you, Scaremaster.
I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Hey, look what I've got. I've got my old bag. And look what I found. A bottle of Kittling Ridge. What? Kittling Ridge Estate Ice Wine and Brandy.
What was that for?
There was a gift from the Cherries.
Oh, that's right. I still have mine.
I'm going to try it.
Drink.
I'm going to try my... Ooh, wine and brandy. Why, you know what? That's like the song Brandy. She served them whiskey and wine.
Oh, did she?
Remember? She
I remember that she was a fine girl.
But she was a terrible bartender because she mixed whiskey and wine and together. That's just terrible.
Yeah, but what a good wife she would be. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. That's really strong.
Did you drink the whole thing?
No.
Did you chill it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's served best cold.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
You want to try it, Dan?
Yeah, I'll try a little.
Hey, hear that. Scaremaster, take a hit, buddy.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Why don't you live a little
the
bit?
Cherries.
You just, I said no.
What are you?
Oh.
I'm not having alcohol.
Oh, and you're going to tell
I'm
me that Javos don't drink wine?
No, they drink wine.
Every religion, it's
doing?
Part
it's
of the
funny.
Jesus
I'm not drinking
body.
Alcohol.
I don't do any fun stuff
I am
anymore.
Not drinking
You've
any
like
alcohol.
You become like a super nerd, man.
You know what?
What?
This show is about to end.
Is it?
And my life is about to end as a freaking entertainer.
Why is that?
Because you're trying to ruin me.
Here's what a smart person would do. Within the last hour...
I can't drink any more of this stuff.
Why not?
It's just, the John Barleycorn gets me crazy.
Can Javos have money?
And Jehovah's Witnesses?
Can they have money?
Can they have money as
okay.
a job, yes.
And do you like money? Would you like to have more money?
Yes.
Okay, we just made an announcement less than an hour ago that... We have 3 months before we shoot this final thing that we do.
Well, I keep telling you.
Well, I keep telling you.
I need a parole hearing.
Okay. Well, and I keep
telling. This is not going to be shot.
Scaremaster,
I keep telling you that you'll get your parole hearing when you fucking pay up your end of the debt. 5 of them.
Or maybe that'll be the pilot. Maybe.
You'll get your shirts.
You say that. You said that I was going to get a shirt
before. Why
don't
you do this? May I make a suggestion?
You can make a suggestion.
I would suggest this. You're not getting a parole hearing tonight, okay?
Of course not.
Would you?
I just want a date.
Scaremaster.
So I know when things are going to happen.
Simply down the podcast network store.com.
I like that.
Okay. What was your suggestion?
My suggestion is that we set a loose date for the parole hearing. And
Tom know. Let myself know.
Okay.
And at the parole hearing, before you can go in there, you give Dan five Tommy Bahamas.
No. I don't even set up the meeting because he owed these to me before. When he gives me the five Tommy Bahama shirts, and that's five right now, every time I feel like increasing it, you know, that fucking freak
tough.
Publicist
that's
of yours,
tough.
I might jack him up for a couple more.
Then you get only one shirt and that's it.
Okay, then you don't get your name in. Never do I put your name up. You want to play fucking hardball with me?
You want to play hardball
with
me?
Yeah, I do.
You want to play hardball with me?
Yeah, I do.
Then you want to end this fucking show?
You want to end it?
You're just ending it.
You want to?
That's your problem.
No, it's not my problem. I'm doing it. But I'm really iffy about doing it. You want to end it?
You're fucking my career up.
Whoa. I'm fucking your career.
You're fucking my career.
I'm the one that did all
the
things bad.
You're the one that did everything bad.
You know what?
Let me do what I had to do to fucking prove myself.
Oh, really? I saw that fucking page. I saw
what
this
page?
Shit. The one that you saw. The one that Tom Brennan showed you. I had Huey Craig III get codes from Tom Brennan. Went into his computer. I got him. I looked at the system page, so to speak, on that website. I saw everything they had you down for. I had nothing to do with that. You're a liar. You're blaming somebody else for your fuck-ups. I can help you, but I'm just tired of you fucking lying about things.
That's your name's all over that page.
Yep, exactly. But
that's
not
the
in
only
a bad,
way I can get out.
Not in a bad way. In a good way.
Exactly. You're
listen,
the only
guys,
way I can get
guys,
out.
Guys, you know, I got to tell you, as a listener, enough already. Can we please talk a little bit about pop culture?
All right. What do you
it's
think about
tiring,
Beyonce being
whole...
on the cover of Time magazine?
I think it was a very interesting choice. She's a great mom. She's a terrific entertainer. And what a heck of a classy lady. Scaremaster, your thoughts?
Who are you talking about?
All right. We're moving on from Beyonce to the hot button issue of the week. Obviously, Scaremaster, you've got a lot to say about Donald Sterling. Go.
Donald Michael
well,
Barra Sterling?
Hold on. Stop. And don't
Whoa!
Try to be funny. If I can say something, Mole, it was he was told to do that during Perry's Corner.
Oh, okay.
You want to do Perry's Corner right now? It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
And you want me to talk about Donald Sterling?
Go!
While Don Barris likes to blow fucking yell in my ears.
I wasn't yelling in your ear.
Well, the way you say go.
You
do it again, I'm going to punch you.
Go! It's taking a long time.
Sit down. Sit down.
He's going Scaremaster.
Harry, you're not punching anyone.
I have plenty of time to protect myself so far. Plenty of time.
Scaremaster's finally
a lot of
to
time
speak.
To defend
sit,
myself.
Sit
down. He's finally on his feet. All right, just sit down, Perry. We got to do Perry's Corner.
I want to hear Perry's Corner because this is a very hot button issue. Race in America.
Please.
Come on, Perry. Put your headphones on. Be professional because it's time once again for a little thing we like to call. Perry, are you ready?
No, I'm not ready.
Come on. What are you taking so damn long for?
I'll hold your hat, dude.
You're not getting anything.
I'll hold it for you. How much was that hat?
That,
that was
the good...
cheapest hat that I've...
All right, so let me hold it for you. It's the cheapest hat.
All right, so
no,
once again...
I don't want you touching anything of mine.
What?
My hat.
What a terrible person
What about
person
a Bible study?
Are.
I could have a glass of water or something.
You're not coming over.
Why not? You're going to have
11 a.m. on... Actually, you should never plan anything on Sundays.
Why?
With me. Because from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. are my Bible studies.
Wait a minute. You're not
from
coming 6 to the big meeting?
From 6 p.m.
This is the biggest meeting in the history of our...
Is my...
Oh, my God. You're saying you can't make it Sunday then?
Well, maybe this Sunday, yeah, but that's it.
I'm bringing kibble.
Let us come to your place.
You're not allowed to my apartment, period.
Okay, can I say this then? It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Perry's Corner. Go!
Because you act like a dickwad.
I act like a dickwad. Who's in the system?
I have a tough time with those.
Whatever.
What
do you need me to talk
about?
Your strands
of
hair.
Other than the fact that I want out of the system.
Look at Mary Jane.
Hi.
Pretend like you're a clown. Hey, kids. Hey, kids, look at me. It's Perry. I'm a fucking idiot. Did you just burp?
No.
Come on, we're in the middle of Perry's Corner.
What do I need to talk about? I didn't even prepare anything.
Brennan was supposed to have you talk about Donald Sterling and your feelings.
Donald, he never said anything about me talking
Oh,
about,
God, he's the
Tom
worst
Brennan
publicist
never
ever.
Said anything about me talking about You never made a conversation with Tom Brennan to have me talk about
Donald Sterling.
Did you talk about who he is, Perry? Who is he?
I know who Don Sterling is.
Come on, it's Perry. That's Perry's corner. Go! That's go!
Clipper.
Go! Go! And go! And Michael Barrett Sterling! Get out of me! Get me out of that system! Go!
Scare Master,
get me out of the fucking system!
Do your fucking Perry's corner.
What did the guy do? Why is he in the news?
He's used the N-word.
He didn't use the N-word.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
He got in trouble for it.
Really? You know nothing about what's going on. Maybe one of the hottest topics in pop culture. You were told by Tom Brennan to have this thing ready to go.
No, I wasn't.
May I just ask, man?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think everyone's a little worked up here. Scaremaster, clearly, tensions are running high at the first Big Three podcast.
The return of the Big Three podcast.
Scaremaster, if we can, just take a breath, gather yourself, and speak to the subject of race relation in regard to where it is in America today.
Go!
I don't know where race relation is in this country. All I know is that there's a lot of white people that hate black people. And then there's a lot of dumb white people that say the N-word the wrong way.
How are you supposed to say it? Don't ask him that.
I think he'll answer.
I'm not going to answer.
See, to me, there's one race, and that's a human race. I don't like the way you talk about this.
I didn't say anything bad.
And aren't Jehovah's Witnesses? Aren't they supposed to love everybody?
We love everybody.
You like black and white, like Dalmatians.
Are Dalmatians your favorite? What's your favorite kind of dog?
I know. Can I guess? Just let me guess, the Scare Master.
Let him guess.
Cricket was a half Pomeranian. And half Presa Carnera.
There's no answers. The more you talk about dogs, the more you're not going to hear my voice. So I'm done.
You had a dog named Cricket.
Well, this meeting's over. This show's over.
It's not a meeting. The meeting is at the Bible study on Sunday at your place.
Sunday between 11 and 7.
Would you give a girl $2 million?
What happened?
I'm asking Perry in regards to Donald Sterling. Would Perry give a girl $2 million and then sue to get it back?
Would I give a girl $2 million?
Yeah.
To sue or to get it? Well, if I was as rich as Donald Sterling
was. Yeah, what would you do with it? What's the first thing you buy?
Billions of dollars?
What's the first thing you buy with that money?
Would I give a girl $2 million? Why would I give a girl $2 million?
He did, and then he got mad at her.
Trampoline?
I know nothing about
that. Would you build your own half pipe in your house?
I've been watching the news. I watch the news over the fact
that... Would you build a half pipe in your apartment?
Would you have filet mignon for lunch?
You'd have filet mignon all the time. When are we coming over for filet mignon?
You promised us last week. Last week, you said you'd give us filet mignon. You're a liar. You are a liar.
Well, that's why this show ends.
No,
we're having filet mignon dinner.
You're never coming over to my apartment again. I said last week, you are not allowed in my apartment.
You invited us to a filet mignon dinner. You're a liar. You're a liar.
Go fuck yourself.
You are a liar.
You are the liars.
Damn, your Javajo people do not like liars.
They like lie down and roll over.
It's Perry's Corner.
You say that you want to be...
You're not allowed in my place.
You say you want to be baptized and you go through these lies.
You're not allowed in my place.
Oh, then...
And you know what? The show's going to end after this show.
Why,
I'm not going to get out of the system.
Who says?
I guarantee you guys I'm not going to get out of the system.
Not?
Because of the way you act and the way you act.
Wait, you're fucking my career.
Wait a minute.
You're fucked my career.
Wait a minute.
And you're saying that we're going to film something in August?
Yeah.
How can we film something in August if I'm not out of the system yet?
We'll figure it out, right?
I mean, there's ways around everything.
I tell you what, we got a can-do attitude. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to roll my sleeves up, and I'm going to get ready to get going.
Let me ask you a question. While we're letting Perry rest for a second.
Let me ask you a question.
What do I got to do to get you in this Corvette? Car is what I wanted to ask.
Hey, how you doing there, sport?
Pretend Mary Jane and I are coming to buy a car, and we're walking around the lot, and you come up.
I don't want to bother you people, but if you'd be more comfortable inside, I could show you some pictures. I just don't want the paparazzi to bother you guys. Oh, this is embarrassing. I thought you guys were Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I apologize. You can see where I would have made that mistake.
That's very nice. Yeah,
well,
thank
that gives you very...
I get that just, once in a while.
Very great-looking couple. Now, listen.
Oh, thank you.
I do have one car that I think deserves the honor of getting you guys to sit in.
I am not a person that normally drives kind of a fast car. I'm normally a little more conservative.
Is that right?
Yes.
But he tries to take that conservative
car. But you shut the fuck up. You're not part of it. Shut the fuck up.
Is the way he drives that conservative car, son? He thinks he's on the racetrack.
Is he mentally challenged? Son, what's your name? What's your name?
I am the Scare Master.
He enjoys
And
blue.
I'm jumping in because he drives that conservative car like it's a fucking toy car.
All right. Well,
he drives.
It just be wholesales.
He likes balloons and candy.
All right.
I want 3 red ones and 2 blue ones, and please charge Perry F. Caravello.
This is sounding a lot like something we
You're
haven't done in a long
time.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Perry. I'm in the middle of announcing something.
What's your shirt say, Dan?
Elton John.
Which favorite Elton John album?
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Mary Jane.
And he likes short shorts.
And Scaremaster.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
What songs are on Goodbye Yellow Brick Road? Let's see how well you know
I don't know the album.
I thought you just...
I just know that song. That's
starts
all.
With...
That's all you know?
Love Lies Bleeding, Funeral for Flying Friend, Love Lies Bleeding.
Yes.
Then,
Do you hear when he cracks his knuckles in that part? Doom, 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 doom.
No, they
doom,
say that's doom, where he snaps doom, someone's neck.
Doom, doom,
someone walked
doom,
in on him when he started. He doom, snapped
doom,
their neck.
Doom, 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 doom,
doom. And then it goes, what's the next song?
Candle in the Wind for Marilyn, not Diana.
Candle in the Wind. And then the next side is.
Well, I think there's.
Seen that movie too?
Maybe Grace Seal.
Grace Seal's on the second side.
Yeah, that is on the second side. So on the first. But there's 2 albums on there.
You know, I was always on Madman Across the Water. But lately.
No,
I'm
that's
thinking,
on. Really? Madman Across the Water is an excellent album.
Lately,
not
I'm
as
thinking,
big of a seller as Goodbye
lately,
Yellow
I'm thinking
Brick Road.
Captain Fantastic.
Why Captain Fantastic?
You know, I really like that album when it came out and had the. Weird peacock lady, and you saw her boobs and downstairs, and she had like a peacock face, but like a you saw her boobs. Scaremaster,
what
did you ever want to make out with the peacock lady from the Captain
I'm
Fantastic
not interested
album
in that shit.
All right.
Did you ever see this? The 40th anniversary of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, let me see. Oh, that just came out, right?
Yeah.
You just got it?
A few weeks ago.
Where'd you get it, Amoeba?
Actually, I ordered it because an Amoeba charged too much. But it has 4 CDs and 1 DVD.
That's great. And it has the documentary, right?
Documentary isn't great. It's only about an hour long. But it is of the time, 1973. So it's Elton John when he was very young. And then they do a tribute album on there where Fall Out Boy does a song. So
Fall Out Boy, the guys that... are from my neck of the woods in Chicago.
Chi-town. What's that?
Northwest suburbs.
Yeah, absolutely you can. Of course.
Yeah.
Anything you ever want.
Your Wi-Fi?
Yes, I do.
And Scaremaster, while I got this out, can I get your social real quick?
Shut up.
Why are you so cheap with stuff, but hey,
you're
listen,
not going to know my social
by the way,
security
by the way,
number.
I could use a little Bible study, man. I dressed up nice for tonight.
Dude, if you're going to... Then why don't you go to a Kingdom Hall near where you live?
I did.
And?
It was awesome.
Okay.
They got mad when I brought a dog and they freaked out. I had a couple, it was a stray.
What's the matter if I come over after 12?
What are you talking about?
Because my study's from 11 to 12 on Sunday.
I thought you invited us to come over to your place.
You're not invited.
Since
You're
when?
Absolutely not invited.
Why? Do you
it's a private Bible study, one.
May I just say
two,
one thing? Perry,
you're not allowed at my
Perry,
house.
Settle down.
Three.
Settle
you're
down.
You're not allowed at my
settle
house.
That's 2 and 3.
Four,
you can't have
five,
this.
Ten. Ten zillion.
You skipped
you're
a
not
lot. You skipped a lot of numbers.
At my house.
All right. No, right off the bat, you say that. And you said it with anger in your voice. I'm not going to lie.
That's right.
To you.
I'm pissed
right.
off.
You don't have a lot of Jesus in you, huh?
I'm not going to use
do,
his
do
name
you have,
anymore.
Do you have any idea how much that hurts?
I don't care.
Okay. We let you in places. You've been to my house before. I've been nothing but nice to you. All I want to do is come to your Javajo meeting. Please.
You can come to the meeting here in West Hollywood.
Okay, we'll do that, but I want to come to your Bible study.
Not this week.
We have a big meeting this week.
But why come? Why come?
It was a super big meeting. You're going to skip the meeting? Okay. I'll cancel the meeting.
Wait a second. What's more important,
the meeting or God? Or dog?
I can contact my brother.
You're talking to Brian again?
My spiritual brother cannot come on this Sunday. We'll have to try to
Shut up, motherfucker!
Spiritual brother.
We will talk later.
What's his name?
Good luck. Have a nice day. Thank you for being part of our life. But a Javajo meeting interrupted us.
Stupid.
Hey, he's talking to Brian Labranti again.
I'm not talking to Brian. Brian kissed my ass.
Did you adopt a brother?
Why are you?
I already sent it.
Because you're it's okay. You're jumping it's
okay.
like a maniac.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. We'll just move on. You know, it's time for doing something that some people call.
Everything.
Hey, can I just at least introduce this, please? It's time in the show that we do the best thing that we do here on the podcast. It's time once again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, this is where we play an improv game here. Mole is in charge. He will set the scene. He will cast the scene. Then we will act whatever he tells us to do. The only thing we don't know right now is, Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Well, thanks for asking, Dan. Scaremaster, will you go sit next to Dan over there? Because this is, I want you guys to be close for this one. It's muy importante that you guys are close for this one.
It's what?
Muy importante.
What does that mean exactly?
It means it's been imported.
Interesting.
Been working on my French.
It's really good, too.
It's for the new podcast in France.
We're not doing that. I don't know why you continue to say that. You're the guy with the cargo shorts that raped that woman upstairs. That's unbelievable.
I didn't rape anybody.
And sit down.
Scaremaster, that is a classic look for you, you know? The dirty, filthy socks, the cargo shorts,
idiot
the
boy.
Jack boots.
Couldn't figure out how to get the fucking mic by him.
The Northwoods fanny pack. We talked about this a little bit earlier, and it brings us up a historic moment in the history of Scaremaster's life. But for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to find out exactly what happened when Scaremaster pulled over that lady on the 5 freeway.
Okay.
What's it your business?
Okay, I like that.
People what's it your
know
business?
What happened.
No, they don't. You
want to
know
times.
What happened.
We all
Nobody,
do.
Only you want to know what happened.
I kind of do.
I pulled
I
over.
Wanna,
she
wanna,
pulled over behind
okay,
me.
Okay, we're going to act it.
Scaremaster, you're going to show us what the lady said. Dan, you're going to be Scaremaster.
I don't
know. Play.
Pull over! Pull your fucking car over!
Yes.
But give it a second, you have to move over to the side of the road.
So we both pulled over.
Okay, they both pulled over.
I know what goes on here. So, what are you up to?
No.
What
wrong.
Are you doing?
Wrong.
What are you fucking doing? Why won't you suck me off? Kiss me! Kiss me, you cunt!
You did it.
That right there is going to end me doing this show.
You, about 9 things have ended you doing this show.
Scare
Let's
master,
be honest,
you did get
Scare
a try,
Master.
You did get a kiss from
Don't
me,
be
though.
Stupid.
She that was while we were on set.
I know, but she liked you. She liked you.
Why do you think she played so hard
oh,
again?
Oh, I guess
so
you kissed her first, and then... And then
I kissed
said,
a lot of girls on the
I know,
set
but you kissed
day.
Her before you pulled her over, right?
Well, during the day, yeah.
Okay,
we
so,
were, sk- we
so
scare out a little bit.
I'm sorry, Dan, work with that. Mopi.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to get home. I don't really know.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not. Let me. I'm
you're
Perry.
Scare master.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to give me a kiss. Help, I'm fucking kissing me.
You want that face to fucking bleed?
He reaches in for a kiss. They kiss. Just kiss for a second.
Oh,
Just kiss for a second, dude. You're an actor.
Kiss? For a second. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Be an actor. Just kiss him for a second. You don't have to make out with him.
I'm not kissing him.
Just a kiss on the lips.
I'm not kissing him.
I thought you were professional.
I'm not gay.
It doesn't mean you're
gay.
I'm not gay.
He's gay.
I'm not gay.
You're gay.
I've never
been with a man. You're saying I'm gay?
I've never been with a man. Have you?
You're fucking gay.
Yes, you have.
You're gay.
You hang out with weirdos? Your fucking publicist is one of the biggest freaks I've ever met in my life, and you fucking hang out with him. We know about all the stuff you did in the
blah,
past.
Blah, 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 blah.
I've never been with a guy.
Come on,
kiss
guys,
me.
We're still in the scene. Don't lose the
kiss
scene.
Kiss me.
Don't lose the scene. Don't lose the scene. You guys are in it.
Oh, God.
Just a kiss.
Get the face away from me.
Do cheeks, then, Scaremaster. Do cheeks.
If you want him to bleed... Go right ahead and try it.
No, cheek to cheek. Don't kiss.
I'm not going to fucking kiss you in any way, shape, or form. You want to fucking look like a hockey player and not have any fucking teeth?
How about just a kiss on the cheek? That's all we're doing.
I'll bite your fucking cheek.
That's not really a kiss. I just need a kiss.
Skill messages.
You're not getting shit. Show over.
All right, give me a hickey. Give me a hickey.
Take these headphones, please.
And that's Moleplay.
Take them.
Moleplay, Moleplay, let's play Moleplay. Moleplay, Moleplay, let's play Moleplay. Moleplay!
Welcome back to the show.
He doesn't seem like he's as in love with you anymore, Dan.
He doesn't
what
seem
happened?
Like he's a good
in
actor.
In love? Yeah. I never was in love with this
yes,
guy.
You
we
were.
All know you were.
Everybody, everybody used to say it constantly.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever find my eyes attractive? Yes or no? I have good eyes. You got to admit that. If nothing else.
You got to.
You're evil.
Are my eyes nice?
You're evil.
Are my eyes beautiful, though?
You're demonic. You are the son of the devil. Yeah, sure. Your eyes are attractive.
Thank you.
But the whole part of you is disgusting.
Come on. Just stop it.
Just go with the compliment.
Just give the compliment and move on.
That's all you got to do. All right. A lot of confusing vibes coming from today's show.
Truly.
Last week, you were basically begging us for us to start the fucking show again. So I do it, and then look what you do this week. You act unprofessional as fuck. You know, you're not going to be very well liked.
Actually, it's the other way around. I know I'm going to be more liked. I know everybody wants this thing to come back on. But I seriously don't want to be the one being abused all the time.
How are you being abused?
Yeah,
you got to punch me.
Yeah.
You didn't kiss Dan once.
We're in the middle of a scene, and you're supposed to kiss me.
I'm not supposed to do gay shit.
How do you think
that
makes you feel about
it? I'm not going to do gay shit.
Was he supposed to kiss me,
Mole? No fucking way.
Mole?
It would have been nice.
I'm not doing gay shit. You can take your gay personality and your gay
talking to the mic.
You can take that gay personality and that gay lifestyle and your homosexual ways and your way you want to make me fucking gay and shove it right the fuck up your ass.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by Mr. Caramelli in no way reflect those of Mr. Barnes or myself.
Not at all.
We embrace equality and love all people, and everyone is welcome to come down and check out a new vet.
This is a guy over here
who wants out of the system.
Okay.
So I can get real fucking work.
Why don't you drive a nice Corvette out of the system?
One thing about driving a Corvette, in this town, you are what you drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was an auto detailer for years, and I was what I drove.
Yeah.
What did you drive?
Shelby,
yeah.
Dodge Charger.
And now look at you.
Yeah, now look at
driving
me.
Driving a piece of shit mom's car.
It's not a piece of shit.
It's a piece
a
of
Toyota
shit.
A Toyota Corolla?
Yes.
A piece of shit?
It's a joke in
the
industry.
It's a great car.
A lot of people
it
behind
lasts
your back.
Fantastically.
A lot of people have said, look at what kind of nerd car this piece of shit
look
drives.
At what kind of nerd car this piece of shit drives? Yeah, right. No, people say, this guy's got one of the longest lasting cars out there.
I know.
A Toyota
I swear,
Corolla.
When you drive by, people are like, look at that. That guy's got one of the longest lasting cars out there. It's a Corolla.
I can't take any more of this. Mary Jane, yes, you had something to say.
You said earlier that the fans were coming in August.
Like August.
And they get to be extras. And
yes.
I'm concerned on how Perry's going to treat his fans as extras. And is there going to be a casting agent the fans have to deal with? And do they have to earn SAG vouchers?
All they have to do is say they want to be part of it. Let me know, and then we'll let them become part of it.
That means
I want to see Prince Vince out here. By the way, Prince Vince did a lot to help us build our store. So I want to thank Prince Vince up
Prince
there.
Vince is
Thanks,
awesome.
Vince.
And you know what? I don't know if we mentioned it on our last show, but Al Hoffman, what a decent guy.
You know what? I think what happened was we were able to pull it together because Al was able to pull it together.
Al has been doing all the creative work for not only this show, but Simply Down the Podcast, and he's been doing a great job. He loves us. As a matter of fact, he is in the middle of making a poster for the Big Three, actually the entire podcast world, and it's going to be one of the greatest things you've ever seen in your life.
It's going to be for sale on the...
No,
it's
going to be for sale.
Do you know? Do you remember the name of the website address?
Come on down to Moles Vets.
Okay, that would be promoting your vets. This is not about this. It's Simply Down the Podcast Network store.com. And with that, let's find out, do you have a way that people can get in touch with you, Mary Jane, on the social network?
A with a circle, SMOKINGMARYJANE. Thank you.
Mole? Do you have something you could say about
it? I'm working on something, but yeah, I'm working on getting it together.
What do you mean? That's not really a social network address.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get that together.
Perry, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm skateboarding.
What?
Twitter.
Wait a minute, you still skateboarding?
Of course.
50 years old, broken neck a few times. You hit it again, you're instantly dead.
Well,
good move.
If I break it again, fine. Then that'd be
blessing.
Better. But you can find me on Twitter at ScaryPerry818. Let's see what else. You can email me at ScaryPerryX1050.
What does that stand for, X1050?
It was just the email address that was given
to me
when I got my phone.
AM station out here. You got the Bible study group and blah, 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 blah.
Did you give his address, 7722?
Bible study is not... Is between
it's
my
open
bro-
to everybody. It's between God
it's
and everybody who's
It's not between everybody.
When your elder comes by, can you ask him at least if we could come to the next Bible meeting?
Well, I'll ask the elder that does my Bible study. My cousin doesn't want you at the Kingdom Hall.
I'd like to see how long he could stand on his back feet.
My cousin doesn't want you at the Kingdom Hall.
You ever put a piece of ham on top of his head and watch him freak out?
Because you guys are like this...
I wouldn't do it, but I would ask him if he would have some peanut butter just to see his tongue.
Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute. Scare Mess, just do it. Oh, you ever put his hands up on the steering wheel to make it look like he's driving?
Fuck off.
And take fine.
Show over.
Take a fine view of that, huh? That's fun
play
stuff.
Play a piano or guitar or something. Put his head through a person's suit. We gotta come over. There's so much stuff we can do.
I would like to throw a ball and see how fast you could catch it. And if you would bring it back to me directly or fight with me over it. Get in touch with me on the social network at SimplyDon1 on Twitter, SimplyDon on Facebook. On Instagram, I'm at SimplyDon1. On Vine, I'm at Don Barris.
On all of his social media, he's either SimplyDon1 or Don Barris.
Catch me every night at the world famous Comedy Store. And also, don't forget, go to every... Well, we may change the date, but... Look up Simply Down the Podcast. We have a big one coming this week. This will be great. Oh, and by the way, Brody Stevens, fuck him, man. I put up a challenge for him.
Man.
And Jeff Ross, he has a roast off. And I've twice tried to get him. But Jeff Ross is protecting him for some reason. So I don't know what's going on there.
Real quick about this coming Sunday.
Okay, so put it there, guys.
The
Big Three.
Since we're changing the time after 11.
STTPN, Simply Done.